This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In New Hampshire, the candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination meet today in their last debate before next Tuesday's primary. It's a crucial event for the campaign of former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who has seen his support in the state erode, and for General Wesley Clark, who skipped Iowa to focus on New Hampshire. NPR's Robert Smith reports Clark is trying to grab the spotlight from the winners of the Iowa caucuses.
General Wesley Clark is late for his own event. At the Veterans Hall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a platoon of retired military men have been standing on the stage under the lights for 25 minutes waiting for the general. Norman Leon, a crowd member who served in the Korean War, says military men are usually more punctual.
But they have civilian assistants.
Another veteran jokes that next time the general should synchronize his watch. Tardiness is usually tolerated from politicians, but veterans here are expecting more from Clark. They get it when he finally arrives. He delivers an impassioned attack on the way President Bush has treated veterans. He reminds the crowd of Mr. Bush's staged landing on an aircraft carrier last May.
The difference is this. When we dress up in military attire, we don't have to go out and rent a flight suit. When you actually fight a war, they let you keep the uniform.
It's estimated that there are 140,000 veterans in New Hampshire. Their support helped John McCain win the state in the Republican primary of 2000, and Clark could sure use their votes now. But he's got competition from another veteran in the race, John Kerry, who was decorated for his service in Vietnam. Norman Leon, like many of the others in this crowd, still can't decide between them.
Both understand the military, both understand the vagaries of war. And both of them are very capable gentlemen. I'm torn between the two of them.
Wesley Clark gambled when he decided to skip the Iowa caucuses. It was assumed that Howard Dean would win it, and Clark would take him on in New Hampshire. But instead, it's Kerry that won the state and has the momentum, and he's a tougher target for Clark to criticize. On Tuesday, Clark suggested that his tenure as a four-star general was more important than Kerry's as a, quote, junior officer. Yesterday, he had to clarify his statement.
I'm not trying to draw a distinction between my rank and Senator Kerry. I'm drawing what I've done in the United States Armed Forces. I'm very proud of, and I think it's very relevant experience.
Experience that Clark hopes will play well with more than just veterans. To prove the point, his next stop after the VFW hall couldn't have been more different. The University of New Hampshire. The Union Building there is plastered with signs for Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich. This is their turf. Members of the military, even Democratic ones, get a chilly reception on most campuses. But on this afternoon, on this campus, students pack in to see General Clark. Wilson Ingle, a 22-year-old student here, says that people his age can be just as interested in military issues as veterans are.
We're going to be getting home a lot of people my age from Iraq and from Afghanistan, and they deserve the respect of our country.
Ingle is leaning toward Kerry, but he's still waiting for the right candidate to inspire him.
I guess it's sort of looking for that spark that gets these people on their feet. You know, there's something about a leader, and when a person's a real leader, you can kind of tell. And we'll see if it's there.
But General Clark doesn't seem as relaxed with the students as he was with the veterans. So he tries to loosen them up with a little joke.
We're looking for a few good people in the armed forces, and I'll ask the professors here if you'll just send me your class rosters. I'll make sure the Army recruiter contacts each one of you personally.
There's not even a chuckle from the draft-age crowd. Clark moved quickly on to his foreign policy speech, stressing that he's always been against the war in Iraq, but he spoke more like a professor lecturing the students than a politician inspiring them. No one applauds until the very end. Afterward, Wilson Ingle had to admit that he didn't feel that spark.
My gut feeling says he's got to work on it. If you don't feel it in your gut, the audience knows that. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can pull it together.
And pull it together soon. The first real test of the Clark campaign comes in less than a week. Robert Smith, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.